The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's my son, Michael. That's Mikey Piscopo. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, you know, forgive me. I'm such a doting father, and, you know, I'm such a rock and roller at heart. I love Frank Sinatra. My first love really is all the Frank Sinatra standards, certainly. But I love rock and roll, being a child of the 60s. And my kid just has a knack for blues and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix and my friend Federico Castelluccio. You know, he played a Furio on The Sopranos, and Federico, great actor. What a great guy he is, Federico Castelluccio. He sent me, he goes, holy moly, and he didn't say moly, he used a, he goes, about my son, this kid is a phenom, incredibly talented guitarist. He goes, we lost Eddie Van Halen, one of the greats, and Stevie Ray Vaughan, and we have gained a new great, Mikey Piscopo. Federico, thank you, I love you, man. That is so kind to say that about my boy, you know. So just not gloating, but just with great humility and pride, talking about my son. Now he got an interview request from Dropkick Blues, so it's good. So I'm going to just be one of the stage fathers. Hey, how are you, kid? You're on in 10 minutes. Get me my cigar, and I'm ready to go. Yeah. Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. I love Pete Hegseth. He's a warrior. He's a warrior on air. He's a veteran, and we're celebrating veterans all month long. His book is Modern Warriors, Real Stories from Real Heroes. Pete Hegseth on the radio with us now. Hey, Pete, welcome back to the show, man. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Hey, Joe. Thank you so much for having me. You know, the first question I had when I got on, Joe, and we'll talk about that is, yeah, when are you running for governor to fix this Phil Murphy nonsense for us?
I know. If someone comes and hassles me when I'm out to dinner, I'm not going to have that stunned look on my face. Did you see the stunned look on Governor?
Yes.
We're not attacking. I'm just saying, you got to know Jersey, man. And I know you, and I know the great father that you are, and that in the great state of New Jersey. Was that the funniest thing, Pete, you ever saw? People came over and they gave him, it was like Jersey Shore and Housewives of New Jersey all at once attacking him. I had a laugh, man. Am I right?
Oh, man, you are, because I got a lesson on Jersey when I moved here, I'll tell you. And what? Now I'm used to it, so I love it.
You did. Hey, Pete, you know, and so what, you know, with the kids, I know they have remote learning, even at some other schools. And I don't know when they just, I mean, when does it stop? When are they going to let us just do what we got to do to fight this virus? We're cowering down, Pete. You're a warrior, Pete. We love you, Pete. We look to you, man. You're the last of the standing warriors on television, Pete Hegseth. Why won't they let us at least fight this virus, my friend?
There's so much fear, so many people captured by fear, and so much control being wielded by people that think they can get more if they, the more they take, the more they get. I just think individuals have to stand up. And it starts with this underground reality, right? We're still visiting neighbors. We're still doing things we did before. Shame on, you know, you fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We locked down previously and everyone did their part. Now we know a lot more about the virus and who it affects. And schools is a great example. You know, I think the school some of my kids go to is taking a prudent measure of saying, hey, we'll go virtual for a couple of weeks here during Thanksgiving. Yeah. Then we're going back in person. And that's what every school should be doing with these kids. It's the teachers unions, that are ruining it, that are driving the agenda. Parents need to stand up. They need to pick at the schools and say, open your doors. My kid deserves to be there in person. It's damaging families. And then businesses just have to open. You know, I mean, the Tillis gym is a great example. Your gym, another example. You know, people just saying, we're open. And are you going to shut everybody down? There's going to be moments where it's going to come to that.
You know, Pete, a big hey, Seth, with that Joe Piscopo, weekend host of Fox and Friends. And, man, you are so good on the weekends. You are such a bright spot on Fox and Friends on the weekend, Pete. And I love you. And we've talked about it before. And I want to talk about veterans. I want to talk about your book about modern warriors. Pete Hegseth, Modern Warriors. Please Google that and get this vital read. It's a real stories from real heroes. And you actually say on national television with your millions, literally millions of viewers on the weekend, go to church. Pete, that is so courageous that you say that, my brother. And I'm so proud of you to say that. I tell you what, you really inspire me. I'm watching it. I'm running out and I'm on my way to Mass and I see Pete on the TV. Go to church. Gosh, you know, you don't get any heat for that, do you? I mean, you're allowed to say it and God,
no.
You know what I'm saying? You're afraid to say something like that.
No,
these days.
I don't get any heat for it. And I thought of it when, you know, I don't know, must've been a year or two ago. And it was as much a message to me as anybody else. And hey, get in there. Hear the good word. We all need it. We all need to be fortified. And when you start to dig into the problems we're facing as a culture and as a society and as a country, when you really boil it down, it comes down to the removal of God, the removal of faith, the what that does to people, how corrosive it is to the soul, and how empty it makes the rest of our lives. And so asking people to go hear the gospel and to go to church is simply a minor contribution to say, hey, we all need it. And it's better for all of us if we're fortified in the word. So it's a humble contribution, but I really do mean it.
How do you make, you know, you come from Minnesota and which is a beautiful Lando Lakes, man, it's beautiful, but so liberal. How did you turn out to land on the right side of politics, Pete? Huh?
Oh my goodness. You know, I grew up in just like New Jersey has this reputation of being a massively blue state. You move to certain towns and certain places and a lot of the state is, you know, rabidly red, patriotic, just amazing people who love the country. Same thing in Minnesota. I grew up in an incredibly patriotic town, lots of vets, and it wasn't overtly political. You know, it was just we loved God and family and the flag and community, you kind of absorbed it through osmosis. And I get worried that kids these days aren't, and I don't want to sound like, oh, kids these days, you know, but government schools have gotten to a point where we're rejecting all of those things and you don't always absorb it. And that worries me. And we can all escape our background and come out all right.
It is. It's a fight in Jersey as well, my friend. We appreciate your fight. Pete Hegseth, Modern Warriors, Real Stories from Real Heroes. And look at this gentleman that we have on the air with us right now in the United States Army, Major, my goodness gracious, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, Bronze Star, Army Commendation Medal. I mean, Expert Infantry Badge, Combat Infantry Badge. It went to Princeton University, Harvard University. I tell you, you are a real, to be on the right side of politics that you are, and you know what, you're not one of these crazies, you know what I mean, you lay out the case in a very objective way. I gotta tell you, I gotta thank you on the air, because we feel swamped, and as we talk, Pete, you and I, you know, now to your Jersey guy now, if I may, you know, and I say that with respect, so many people are listening to us right now, they're off their mojo, man, their footing is lost a little bit, they feel weird, they wake up in the middle of the night, they go, what's going on to the country, we owned it for 4 years with this president. What do you say to the audience? And you could be more intimate on this show than you can with the millions that are on television when you're on Fox and Friends on the weekend. What do you say to allay the fears of folks who are true patriots like yourself, Pete?
You know, I say, first of all, I feel the same thing, that weight on your chest, that feeling that first of all, what we're all living through with this COVID stuff and the reaction of leadership. And second of all, listen, there's no way I feel like this election was above board. I don't feel like it was a fair election, that legal votes were counted. I have the exact same feeling. I don't use the phrase President-elect Biden, because until the electors say it's so, and until the president's legal team has a chance to do what they do completely, let the chips fall where they may. The approach I take is find the sphere in your life that you can affect and take a step every day. And I'm not trying to pivot to the book, but there are a couple guys in the book that talk about that. In the darkest times, when you're pinned against the wall, the last thing you can do is sit and stay. You have to take that first step or that first action or that first command to find your way out of that. And maybe that's just getting outside and going for a walk, because you're maybe that's reaching out to somebody you haven't talked to. Maybe it's, you know, turning the channel for a day. Whatever it is, pull through it and then look around. I'm telling you, Joe, and you know, I know you feel the same way with kids.
Yeah.
Be more intentional than you've ever been about how you educate your kids, because our government schools are literally leftist indoctrination camps. And if we just, if maybe people don't have choices right now, and I get it, maybe, but just because you pay high property taxes and you think your school is a good school, check out what they're being taught. Check out what's being reinforced. Check out whether or not it's been so refreshing to send our kids to a Catholic school this year and see them come home talking about the Ten Commandments and Bible and faith.
Yes.
That's what they should be learning in school.
Right. God bless you, man.
They get none of that. They get the negative of that in public schools. And we have to start learning from that.
I went to my kids' school, Catholic school, and I'm in there, and they go to Mass, and then I swear to God, in the Mass, and I swear to God, they're singing, what? God Bless America. I swear to God, I teared up.
Yes.
I could not believe it. That's what we need. I swear to goodness gracious. And then you're right, not to say, you're so funny, Pete, where you go, these kids today, they don't understand it. But darn it, you really got to change it. Pete, before we let you go, sir, this new book, and again, please, you got to Google Pete Hegseth, okay? Modern Warriors, Real Stories from Real Heroes. How did you have 15 stories from different veterans? How do you select the stories that appeared in the book, sir?
Impossible to select, because there are so many amazing heroes of our generation.
Right.
Ultimately, we wanted a cross section, right? So we've got Navy SEALs and Army Rangers and Green Berets and snipers and bomb technicians and fighter pilots and Marines. So you've got kind of a texture from every part of the war. And then we did, you know, you want to get a vet talking, get them in a room. Give them a couple of beers, you know, and just throw some topics out there and let them start talking to each other and just pepper a few questions in. And pretty soon you get the raw, real, unvarnished, politically incorrect reality of what they face. They talk about their fears and the pain and their ability to overcome and the sacrifice and their triumphs. What's it like when the bullets are whizzing by or you're on that helicopter about to step off onto a mission? This book, Modern Warriors, tries to take you behind the scenes in an intimate conversation with all of these people that reveals who they are as men and women and what motivates them. And really, you will draw out lessons that you can take, whether you've served or not, and put them in your own life and say, hey, that this is going to help me take that first step forward.
Major, thank you for your stellar service to the country, Pete. Pete Hegseth, right there, the book, Modern Warriors. Please check it out. Pete, we love you, man, and you're one of the last standing warriors, you know, on TV, and we respect and appreciate that. There's so many millions of people that appreciate your just fight, Major, and thank you. And please come back
soon. You're doing the same thing, Joe. Thank you. We love you. Yes. Appreciate everything. God bless you.
Love you back, sir. Thank you, man. Thank you so much, Major Pete Hegseth. What a great guy he is. He's a true warrior. Tough guy. Tough guy. This guy, he'll go out. Did you see that on Fox and Friends Weekend? I love how he goes in with the Navy SEALs. He keeps up with them every single step of the way, jumping into the water, swimming to the Statue of Liberty. You know, he's a great guy. Check him out. Weekend, please, co-host on Fox and Friends. And Modern Warriors, Pete Hegseth, Real Stories from Real Heroes. 918 with Joe on the radio. Can I grab a quick call, Albert, if I may go to John in Jersey? I see the calls. I apologize for not jumping on sooner. John got a couple seconds, wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning?
Real good, Joe. You know, I got to say, what I saw with Governor Merfellini over there was probably well deserved. I felt bad for his family. But like a true liberal, he kept to himself and didn't say anything, but he's going to do it on the back end. Whereas, you know, Governor Christie, and don't even get me started about Christie, because he's a turncoat as far as I'm concerned. Another one who's dead to me, really. It's a pretty sad state of affairs. It is. But I will say this. I'm very disappointed at all of these Republican legislatures that were asleep at the wheel, that allowed this voting irregularities, these early voters. They slept at the wheel. There's several states in the swing states. This was planned. There's no question.
That's right.
These guys should be ashamed of themselves in Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia. They should be ashamed of themselves because we have a president who worked his ass off, has more accomplishments than number 44, who I can't even say. I can't stand this. You know what?
But at the end of the day, we have to
move forward. And what we do as patriots, we go to work. We don't sit like little babies and cry in our safe space. We go to work. But let me tell you something. It's not over. It is not over. We will continue to push.
That's it. John, great phone call. Great phone call. God bless you, man. And thank you for listening. Proud to have you as a listener, John. And I see the calls. We'll grab them when we can. And I always try to get there, but there's business, and I want to go to traffic right now, if I may. And then Mark Garber is going to join us, and John O'Hurley this hour as well. But we do appreciate those phone calls. Love your commitment to this great country. God bless you for that. 20 after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Brandy Scott in for Debbie Duhaime right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Definitely road work out there on the span of the Whitestone Bridge heading into Queens. The right lane is blocked. It's a bumper-to-bumper ride from the Bronx side. Going to need some extra time on the Deegan heading southbound approaching Yankee Stadium. Stop and go there from around 179th Street. Cross Bronx in pretty good shape heading to the outbound George. Just some minor slowdowns over by the Sheridan. Eastbound side a little bit busy approaching 3rd Avenue. Looking good heading inbound at the George, both up and down. No major delays. Inbound at the Lincoln and Holland, also in great shape. New Jersey Transit North Jersey Coastline service still suspended in both directions between South Amboy and Penn Station. There was a train derailment overnight in Woodbridge. Bus service is being provided. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, going up to around 48 degrees for the high. Tonight, cloudy but very chilly. Temperatures will dip into the low 30s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. So I go to Seattle this past weekend, and it was to shoot Relief Factor commercials, and I'm with Pete and Seth Talbot. I've known Pete and Seth for years, and we talked about coming on the show, and I said, you got to come on the show. Relief Factor is working. It's just taking off like a rocket. Everyone is taking Relief Factor. Why? To get out of pain. No pain. No pain. So we're shooting the commercials. I had such a great time with Pete and Seth, and they let me do what I want. And I can't wait to see them because I did Rodney, you know, no pain, no respect, no pain. Now, hopefully we could do that. And then I did a little of the old man, you know, but we wanted to say, you know, pain is no joke. And sometimes when you're trying to get up and get around and you can't, and you want to do it for your kids or your grandkids, you can't. We got the answer, and it's Relief Factor. And everybody's taking Relief Factor to get out of pain. And it really works, and it's 100% drug-free. So when Pete and Seth came on the show here, they started the three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day, to see if we can get you out of pain. And I keep telling you that after that, it's less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So I'm so proud to have Relief Factor on this program, right? Then they say, come on out. We're going to shoot some spots. And, man, I hopped on that plane, and I was proud to be with Pete and Seth. They are great people. They're great family people. They're great patriots. They're great men of faith. Their families are beautiful. I spent time with the families, and they are committed to Relief Factor. And they're in there. We shot it, the spots. We shot the commercials. And they start pretty soon. You'll see some Christmas spots. And yes, they said Christmas, which I absolutely love. And then we shot it in a brand new warehouse out there in Seattle. You know, oh my gosh, it was beautiful. New offices. Because they are on a mission. They are on a mission. They don't even make money on some of this stuff. They just want to get you out of pain. So please try the three-week quick start from Pete and Seth Talbot, $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384.
You've all probably heard of asbestos, and you know that it's dangerous. You may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. So if you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or ever filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200. That's Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-9200.
After 25 years of building websites for all kinds of companies in many different industries, AmericanEagle.com realized a well-designed website is also your best employee, bringing efficiency, revenue, production, showing up every day, giving above and beyond to increase your bottom line. That's what a website designed, developed, and hosted by AmericanEagle.com has brought to so many clients. An AmericanEagle.com website is a 24/7 branding exercise, building rapport and thus brand equity while you sleep. Companies like WeatherTech have relied on AmericanEagle.com's website design and development and hosting capabilities for years. When some of the world's top brands need a reliable company to prepare their sites for high-traffic events, who do they call? AmericanEagle.com. Their clients have come to rely on them for a full line of website services, from consulting and strategy to digital marketing, hosting, and maintenance. Give the team at AmericanEagle.com a call today. 1-877-WEB-NOW. The number one is the number. AmericanEagle.com is the website. 1-877-WEB-NOW-1 is the number.
Joe on the radio telling you about LaFreda Meats. LaFreda, Pat LaFreda, meat purveyors supply many of New York and New Jersey's fine restaurants. Now, I'm so proud to tell you this too, you can get the same high-quality selection of meats for your most important customer, your own family. You know LaFreda only deals in a 100% premium Black Angus cattle raised and grazed in the United States of America. Their only focus is meat. You're not going to find any frozen side dishes or gimmicks. You know, you get the meat, you get the frozen thing, you go, what is this? What is this? Nah, you got to get LaFreda. You got to get LaFreda. The best cut of meat anywhere. They offer every kind of meat and in every cut, such as a tomahawk. How about bone-in ribeye, porterhouse, center-cut filet, to name a few, supplying only the highest quality beef, pork, lamb, veal, poultry, and America's best burger chop meat blends. Pat LaFreda is a local business serving the New York, New Jersey area for over 98 years. Plus, LaFreda is a veteran-owned operated business. Hey, shipped overnight. Hey, cut the night you place your order. And hey, always fresh, never frozen. You got to check out LaFreda Meats, please. LaFreda. LaFreda.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Mark Garber is an attorney, host of Swimming with the Shark, right here at AM 970, The Answer, and live from the Brendan J. Broderick Studios. Hey, Mark, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me this morning. Great to speak with you.
You too, my brother. Hey, listen, so tell us, you're enjoying and working on the show. You love doing Swimming with the Shark.
So, Joe, we're in week three. It's been fantastic. You know, I partner up with Kevin McCullough, who is just absolutely just a phenomenal radio voice, phenomenal radio personality.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, we're having a groovy time. It's going really well.
So tell me, what are the people afraid of? Because, and again, we appreciate you jumping on the air with us, and Kevin does a great job, and everybody's listening. Because you know what? During this pandemic, Mark, we don't know what to do. Can you be sued? And then if you're an employee, what rights do you have against your employer? And we invite you, by the way, it's 5 to 6 every day on AM 970. You can listen to Mark. And what's the biggest complaint that you hear from employers, sir?
You know, Joe, from the employer perspective, that was the question. So from the employer, what we're hearing is, what do I do, right? Whether it's furloughing employees, bringing employees back, employers are in a position where they can really make bad decisions or incorrect decisions, should I say, by just doing something that just feels right but is sometimes under the law wrong. So when they, for example, when a lot of companies were bringing folks back, when things were getting a little better a few months ago, it was a matter of what individuals should they bring back? And if they didn't bring everybody back, there's always going to be someone out there that says, well, why wasn't I brought back? What was it about me that's different? And there's about 30 to 40 different boxes that person could check, whether it's under New York law, New Jersey law, or even federal law. Yeah. And that's kind of where the employer gets in trouble. So it's really a matter of just measuring and figuring out the best path to try to run their business. That's kind of what it's all about.
What are you going to do about on Thanksgiving, man? Where they give us these rules, you know? You can't do this. You can't do that. Oh, my. And you open yourself up. If you're in a place of business and you do something that doesn't adhere to the quote-unquote CDC guidelines, you're leaving yourself up. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mark. You know best. You're the expert here. Leaving yourself up to a massive lawsuit. Am I right?
So that's the whole thing, Joe. It's all about liability and exposing yourself to potential issues. So in a perfect world, right, the employer is going to either furlough everybody and then bring everybody back so there's no discrimination in terms of to whom they choose. And with respect to the CDC guidelines, if they follow them, they can't get in trouble. The problem is employers don't run businesses that way, right? That's a perfect 10 out of 10. And employers just can't do that for economic reasons, for business reasons, or any other reasons. So they have to do what they think is best for them to keep their business open, to be able to stay consistent with what they believe to be what that works best for them. And unfortunately, it doesn't always play out with respect to the guidelines or with respect to the perfect scenario under the employment laws. And that's where, yeah, businesses can get in trouble. But if they don't do what they need to do and just follow those guidelines, yeah, then they just have to close up shop. So yeah, it's really walking that really fine tightrope.
Yeah, yeah. God bless you, Mark. You're doing good work. And people really, really, we're just so confused now. You know, you don't know what's going on. And God forbid you innocently make a mistake. Boom! Here comes the state after you. Everybody's got to listen to Mark with Kevin McCullough again, live from the Brandon J. Broderick Studios. And you check out Mark Garber on AM 970 The Answer. It's a new show called Swimming with the Shark. I love that title, by the way. That's fantastic. And Mark, listen, all the very best. Listen, happy Thanksgiving to you. What's on the show today? Do you have a rundown on what you're doing today with Kevin?
So, yeah, Joe, so today we're going to have a very special guest, Rudy Giuliani. He's going to come by, quick hello. You know, when we had invited him to the show yesterday, I mean, I'm sure you spoke about it this morning. A lot has changed in the last 24 hours.
Yes, sir.
So what we thought we were going to be speaking to him about on the show, obviously that platform has changed. And we'll be speaking to him about, look, what does the future hold and where do things go from here? But it should be real tantalizing radio. Looking forward to it in a few hours from now, Joe. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that'll be news.
Thanksgiving to you as well.
Thank you, my friend. That's going to be news breaking today. AM 970, The Answer, 5 to 6 with Mark Garber. Happy Thanksgiving, Mark. And to everybody, all the best at the Brandon J. Broderick law firm right from the studios there. Hey, Joe on the radio, got a lot to get into. Piscopo, I'm going to grab a phone call because then we're going to go to John O'Hurley. Give me a couple seconds because it's 9:32 and I know I got a break. Judy, we love Judy. Judy's like she's like part of the team. Judy, we got a couple seconds because we got a break. But what are you thinking this morning, my girl?
Thank you so much, Joe. First of all, I'm wondering why he got an Emmy because I think it was for the meatball recipe. I'm not sure. Okay, so there's so much going on. There's so much going on. But you know what? I want to say this. You know, I feel like it's like biblical times. I'm serious. It's like might is right, except it's blatantly wrong. And here's my point. You know, Antifa and BLM Inc., okay, they ran around to like 30 cities. They rioted, they burned, they looted, they even murdered, I want you to know. Why aren't they fined for each city $15,000? You know, let's be consistent over here, Joe.
You're right. You're exactly right. Judy, great phone call, and thank you very much. I cannot figure it out. No one will cover it. The press doesn't cover it. The fires, the looting, the businesses that are still destroyed. It's a great, great, it's a great, great observation, and the press does not touch it. Yet you and I, we have 11 people. You have 11 people, you know? And somebody who, the swag dad on Twitter put that, and he put Jesus at the Last Supper, and he has the police showing up saying, sorry, you're over. You're over your limit of 10 for Thanksgiving. Inexcusable, and it's absolutely crazy times. Thanks, Jude. Hey, Joe on the radio, John O'Hurley's going to join us. Yes, the John O'Hurley will join us. Right now, we're going to break with Al Gattula with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. The tiny owl found in the tree at Rockefeller Center is extending its stay at the animal care facility in Saugerties. Named Rockefeller, the adult male saw wet owl has been staying at Ravensbeard Wildlife Center, where experts say he's building up his strength before he takes flight. On Saturday, the owl was moved to an outdoor space in order to get used to the climate, but the center says it cannot confirm when Rockefeller will be able to take flight. The events of 2020 are certainly fodder for heated arguments at the Thanksgiving table this year, whether families meet in person or online. From COVID-19 to the election and everything in between, mental health in America is strained, according to the annual Stress in America survey from the American Psychological Association. Etiquette expert Lizzie Post recommends setting some ground rules about forbidden topics of conversation. Barring that, conversations can be diffused by not trying to change anyone's mind about controversial topics. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Well, we've got some road work on the Van Wyck heading northbound, one lane down between Liberty Avenue and Atlantic Avenue. Going to need some extra time heading across the East River at the Midtown Tunnel. A broken down car in the tube heading into Queens. Slow go on the LIE westbound between the Grand Central and Woodhaven Boulevard. Hitting the brakes getting across the East River at the Whitestone Bridge. Road work on the span very slow from the Bronx side. Cross Bronx not too bad heading over to the outbound George. Just some minor delays by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. You're in great shape if you're heading inbound there. No issues both up and down. Looking good inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. And New Jersey Transit North Jersey Coastline service is still suspended between South Amboy and Penn Station. Train derailment overnight in Woodbridge. Buses are cross-honoring. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, going up to around 48 degrees for the high. Tonight, cloudy and chilly down into the low 30s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Temperatures vary throughout the day, so make it a new family habit to take your temperature with the Exergen Temporal Scanner before dinner and in the morning. The number one thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses.
Joe on the radio telling you about RhinoShield. You got a RhinoShield in your home. It's good for 25 years. The ceramic coating seals your house. Looks just like paint. 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of November, when no matter when you want the job started. This is from Susan at RhinoShield. Plus, Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for an entire year. You're going to love Susan, a great gal. She is really the only woman representative for RhinoShield in the country. She is a small business, local business, a woman-owned business, and a great gal, and will make this whole experience with RhinoShield as pleasant. It's actually fun. I had so much fun. You know why? The house looks great. And you know what else? When the workers come out, you know you get something done with your house and it turns everything upside down. No, you don't even know the RhinoShield workers are there. This is a testament at how good Susan is at what she does. Those workers come out, it's like a military operation. I swear to goodness gracious, I've never seen workers as meticulous or as talented as the workers that come out and RhinoShield your home. And I did the house. I did the deck. We super shielded the roof. Will you just call Susan? The real estate value of your home will explode once you RhinoShield it. I'm telling you right now, not to mention your business. Support your local small business. Please call Susan at RhinoShield, 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608. RhinoShield, it's not paint.
Wednesday night, the St. John's Red Storm hosts the Peacocks of St. Peter's in the Lapchick Tournament. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:40, tip-off at 7. Catch all the action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
This holiday season may feature more merriment with our devices than ever before as we stay connected with family, friends, and a blizzard of online shopping. But all that online activity can mean more chances of exposing your personal information. In fact, 64% of adults admit to risking online privacy for convenience. Whether you're buying gifts or getting something special for yourself, you may not even know that your identity has been compromised or that your info has been sold on the dark web. Don't spend the holidays without identity theft protection from LifeLock. It monitors for uses of your personal information, and if you have a problem with identity theft, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help you feel safer. The best sale of the year is right now. Save up to 30% off your first year at LifeLock.com using promo code SMART. That's LifeLock.com, promo code SMART, to save 30% off. Sale ends November 30th.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. You can now dine in or outdoors in their beautiful heated tent. Indoor seating is limited for diners by reservation only, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. Authentic Italian since 1964.
Joe on the radio, John O'Hurley coming up. I wanted to have a Connors and Sullivan great chat with Mike. It's so funny because if you go in and you want to protect your legacy, your assets, you know, everything that you work so hard for, and then you got like the government coming after you, death taxes, everything else, man. And then I always say you got some mamalukes that's out there, whether it's your ex that's with the mamaluke or your daughter, you know, ends up with a mamaluke. You know what I'm saying? A jamoke, you know? Hey, this is a nice house. Hey, look. Hey, your rhino shield of the house. Looks great. You'll be dead and gone. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, people are there ready to take everything you work for. You can protect yourself. All you got to do is call Mike Connors, please. And you heard, he's just a great guy. And we love Mike. And I offer that you just call for a free comprehensive telephone consultation with Mr. Connors himself. 718-238-6500, please. 718-238-6500. You could also go to ConnorsandSullivan.com. Don't let nursing home bills take your life savings, get a will, get a trust, get a power of attorney. Mike's got all the answers. Ask him about the Mamaluke Clause, really to protect yourself. And then if things change in Washington, the whole structure, like I got to go in and redo the estate just in case, you know, our guy doesn't stay in office. It's dangerous because everything will change. And you want to protect the legacy that you worked so hard for. And you could do that by getting a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike Connors at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or go please to ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central. Tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio of 941. One of the real true joys of being on live radio every morning and being around the country and being certainly out of New York is bringing great folks to the airways. John O'Hurley, actor, television host. You know him from Seinfeld. You know him from hosting Family Feud. But all around great actor, good guy, kind enough to join us on the radio. John, how awesome is it that we have you with us? How are you, my friend? And thank you for joining us this morning, man.
Oh, it's nice. Always great to be with you. You're one of my favorites.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, tell us, what are you doing? You got the National Dog Show. Only you could do that. You're going to host like a holiday special? Yeah, tell us about it, John, if you would.
Well, we've been doing this show now 19 years, believe it or not. That's a long time. That's a long time. Usually I kill shows before that. But this has been going on 19 years, and it's been just a joy. We have it's the number one show that NBC does all year long. Believe it or not, we have an audience of 30-plus million people that watch the show in that two-hour slice between the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and football. So from 12 till 2 across the country, the National Dog Show.
Oh, this is great. And where can we find it? Is it going to be on national television?
NBC.
It's right
always
on NBC.
Always on NBC. Yep, that right in between the Macy's Parade and football. We call it Dogs Until 2.
Yeah, hey, John, thanks. Are we going to do a Thanksgiving Day parade? I shouldn't even know this. I'm from New York. I'm asking you.
Yeah, there is. They are doing it. I wish I knew better what the plans are for the Macy's parade, but they do plan to do something. We're having our normal show. It will look a little bit different. The judges and the handlers will all have masks on. All of the dogs in this year's show had to have been at one point breed champions. So we have the best of the best this year coming. It's going to be a very, very unusual show, and we have raised the bar of excellence.
You know what, John O'Hurley, with Joe on the radio, how did you – give us your breakdown of how you started out. Because everybody – you're one of those guys that are on television, and as soon as we see you, we love you, man. I'm telling you. It's true. It's a gift, you know. And we smile, and you bring – you know, I mean, nowadays, brother, we need that more than ever. How did you start out? Did you struggle in L.A. or New York? And I apologize. I should know this.
You know, for me, I went to New York in 1981, and I got my first show on Broadway 48 hours after I arrived, and I never looked back. So I literally had the, you know, the longest 48 hours of my life, I'll tell you that. But I went there. I think I went there to succeed. I didn't go there just, you know, to kill time. I was there to be an actor. I was there to be a success. And I think that that helped me. That sense of drive and focus, I think, helped me a great deal.
And then on Baywatch, you did two episodes of Baywatch, really?
probably. Well, you know, I went for the mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. That's the only reason you do that show. Yasmin Bleeth and Pam Anderson. I got a little bit of both.
did you have to audition? I can't see you on Baywatch. I really can't, though. Did you have to wear a bathing suit?
No, I didn't have to. No, I played a villain both times.
There you go.
So, but different villains.
Which is always more fun, you know? And then working with, I got to ask you this, and forgive me, because you get asked this all the time about Seinfeld, and, you know, we know you as a Jay Peterman on Seinfeld. How great, what a great cast. And Julie Louis-Dreyfus was on SNL with me early on. She was 19. John, she was 19 years old. I know, with Brad Hall, her husband. And Jerry, I know, for 100 years from the clubs.
Of course.
Again, it must have been just a blast and a feel good with Larry David producing it. Tell us about those.
I would say the four smartest actors I've ever worked with. We literally could have gotten up right after the table read and just taped the show. They were that good, that spontaneous, and that innovative. I mean, and you know, you talk about Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You'd have to go back to Lucille LaBall to find another comedian who would give her all for the joke. She would go down with the ship, no matter what it was, to get the laugh.
Yeah, that's a great observation. And Larry, and again, we were in awe of Larry. Larry, John, I'm old enough. I started out. Larry was already at the Improvisation Comedy Club in New York 2 years before I got there, right? So I said, who's that guy? And he was like a comedy god back then. But he would go on stage, and as you listen, we're talking with John O'Hurley. It's Piscopo and John on the radio. But as I told you before, I said, Larry would get into fights with the audience from the stage. Man. you see that, right?
It's very interesting that if you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm and you close your eyes, you hear the genius of Seinfeld.
That's right.
Because so much of it was really Larry's. Was really Larry's aegis. That was his baby. When we finished taping a scene, we'd go back over it because Larry would think of a funnier thing to do. You know, he was always, always, always improving, improving, improving right up to the last second.
Yeah, John, I know you got folks to talk to. I don't want to keep you too long, but I got to ask you, just inside baseball a little bit, three-camera shoot for Seinfeld? I should know this. Three cameras rolling simultaneously? Is that the way you shot it in front of an audience?
Yeah, that's the way we shot it, and then every scene we would shoot two or three times. Yeah, so there was always several different passes. And as I say, it was always changing right up until the end. In fact, I remember the famous episode, the Susie episode. Yeah. They sent the audience home at 10:30 at night because they didn't have an ending for the show. So they sat around for another hour and a half trying to figure out how to end the damn show. And it finally ended with me standing up at the funeral saying that I had an affair with her, even though she never existed. And it was pretty good.
It was great. It's classic, man. John O'Hurley, we'll be watching. I'll tell you what, this is Thanksgiving Day, noon to 2, the National Dog Show. He is the man. John, just great having you. Listen, happy Thanksgiving, my brother, and God bless you, and please come back anytime, my friend.
Oh, great to talk to you as always, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. John O'Hurley, you know, one of the great actors that just makes you smile when you see him, right? Actor and television host, best remembered for his role as Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, but so much more. You know, he hosts shows, and now he's doing the National Dog Show, and it's on Thanksgiving Day, noon to 2 p.m. in all time zones, right? That's on Thanksgiving Day. Hey, right after the parade, it's 9:48. I got to go from one really, really wonderful, funny guy to another one. Steve is calling. Hey, Steve, you're in good company coming up after Mr. O'Hurley. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Yeah, he's a good man. Joe, just quick, you know, you took off. We missed you on Friday. I know you got to do commercials. But next time, I got a suggestion. Next time, why don't you have Doug Bigelow or Mo Dickstein or Kelly Stone or one of those guys replace you? You know, Joe, I don't condone what the woman did against Governor Murphy. That's really not the way to go. That's disrespectful. Yeah. But yeah, these governors deserve that. But let me tell you a story. I don't know if you know the story. Yes, Joey sir. Bishop once. Well, Joey Bishop once said a story that him and Sinatra were having dinner at a cafe in Los Angeles, and somebody literally leaned over and took a steak out of Frank's dish, right out of his dish.
What?
And Frank did nothing. I swear, Joey Bishop said that in an interview.
Wow. The old man just let it happen, you think, Steve?
Yeah, yeah. That was it's Sunset Boulevard in L.A. I remember him, you know, Mark Simone did that interview with Joey Bishop.
Yeah.
I remember that distinctly. But these governors, you know, they deserve what they get. This is craziness that we're in.
It's true. It's true. Steve, appreciate you being with us all the time, my friend. And thank you for listening. I think the funniest thing is 949 is, forgive me, you heard this before, and you know this Don Rickles story, which is very, very true. Rickles and Mr. Sinatra were very close, and the great Don Rickles, and Don was on a date before he got married at the 21 Club in New York. And he said to Mr. Sinatra, he saw Frank Sinatra in the private room in the back. He said, Frank, do me a favor. Come by my table. Make me look good with my date. You know where I'm going on this. And he goes, and just say hi, Don, because you'll make me look good with my girl. So the old man goes, okay, Don, not a problem. So Don Rickles goes back. He's with his date trying to impress her. Mr. Sinatra walks by, goes, hey, Don Rickles, how are you? I love you. I'm a big fan. And Don Rickles looks at Frank Sinatra, says, hey, Frank, don't bother me. Can't you see I'm eating here? Like that. Of course, the old man, thank God, cracked up. They had a great relationship. But only Rickles would have the guts to do it. Every time I was around Mr. Sinatra, I was virtually speechless. So you got to absolutely love it. Hey, 10 before 10 o'clock with Joe on the radio, 950. And Brandy Scott, Debbie's back tomorrow, but Brandy's doing a great job for Debbie today on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Bumper-to-bumper ride on the inbound Gowanus. A lot of extra volume from the Belt Merge up to the BQE. Prospect, a slow go approaching the Gowanus as well. Heavy delays from around Fort Hamilton Parkway. BQE westbound, very busy approaching the Brooklyn Bridge from the LIE. Still have a stall inside the Midtown Tunnel as you make your way into Queens. The left lane out in the Tube. Heavy on the Van Wyck heading northbound. Roadwork out there between Liberty Avenue and Atlantic Avenue. Stop and go ride getting across the East River at the Whitestone Bridge. Repairs on the span in the right lane. Heavy delays going back to the Bronx side. Going to need some extra time on the Bruckner heading southbound approaching the Sheridan. Stop and go there from Castle Hill Avenue. Seeing some heavy delays on the Cross Bronx westbound from the Bronx River Parkway through to Webster Avenue. Inbound at the George, still in great shape both up and down. No major delays inbound at the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I think this stuff works. I don't seem to have the highs and the lows. You know how sometimes you get real slow and low during the day? And I'm a type A guy, so I go a lot. And I'm more alert, and it seems like I don't seem to feel famished. And it's not very expensive. And the idea of having that freeze-dried or that nutrient in that capsule, and who's going to eat all those vegetables? You know, most of us don't eat right anyway. So whatever the science behind this, I think Balance of Nature is a great idea. And I'm going to probably stay with it until I drop.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
What if I told you there was a gift with no strings? It's no secret that precious metals protect investors in times of uncertainty. If you don't already have a little silver or gold in the safe, like I do, you need to research it. Precious metals have proven to be a rock-solid logical play in the modern-day IRA. So much so that a new problem has actually come up. The gold market has become so crowded with too many inexperienced dealers. I dealt with this myself. That's why I like Noble Gold. So who should you trust? Well, here's one tip. Stay away from any gold dealer luring you with an extravagant welcome gift that usually translates into hidden high fees. We partner with Noble Gold, where I buy my gold from. because they offer you a welcome token with no strings. You'll receive a gorgeous 1/10 of an ounce American Eagle gold coin with any qualified new account. Noble Gold's business model is set up with you in mind. They keep fees at an industry low levels, providing excellent ROI. Call them now and mention my name so you can have fun with this offer. Learn how to play it safe and smart with your finances. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com. It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today, brisk and chilly with a high of 48, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, low 38 in Midtown, down to 28 to 32 in some of the colder suburbs of northwest New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Clouds and a few peaks of sun tomorrow, breezy and milder in the afternoon, high 56, and Thanksgiving Day will be cloudy and mild with periods of rain and drizzle, Thursday's high 58. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thanks, Joe Lundberg. It's 5 before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. Actually, he's on vacation today, but the show is still there. We want you to stay with the Gallagher Show at 10:05, then Charlie Kirk at noon. Hey, Route 22 Toyota, when you go there, they are social distancing, masking. I love this. Fogging vehicles with every service to make sure they're disinfected. Is that cool? You know, Alex Kinsella and the whole team is great. Check out the state-of-the-art service center right there in Hillside, New Jersey. The beautiful showroom. It's unbelievable, and you don't have to deal with dummies when you go in. And Alex, for qualified buyers, offers 0% APR financing. 0% APR financing up to 60 months and zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. I'm asking because it's so amazing over here. Zero down lease of 0% interest for up to 5 years. All right, so please call 855-621-9949. You make it easy for yourself. You give a phone call to Route 22 Toyota. It's 855-621-9949. You say, look, I heard you on Joe Piscopo's show. Alex, what can you do for me? And you're going to love what you hear. You're going to love what you see when you get over there. It's 855-621-9949. Call for details. And Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a brand spanking new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases for qualified buyers. Now that, my friend, is the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota, it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 956. Joey, we got room for that, your bit right there? Huh?
Yeah, hello? We do. Yes, yes, we
all right.
Do.
Joe put it. Joe, this is Joe Sibilia, all Joe Sibilia. This is for you for the Christmas season in the name of this COVID-19 situation. Go for it, Big Joe. Go ahead.
We are Fauci's elves. Buy your gifts yourselves. We make shots, not toys for tots, because we are Fauci's elves. We need a vaccine to escape quarantine. Don't go by Pfizer, Fauci is wiser. We are Fauci's elves. Santa can't get sick this year. Don't sit on his lap. We are tired of all of this COVID crap. Fauci wears a mask. Is that too much to ask? Just stand at 6 feet, wash hands, and repeat. We are Fauci's elves. We are Fauci's elves.
That's great.
Thank you.
That's a Joe.
That's good.
I'm glad we put that in.
That's very good.
Hey, well done. Well done. I got to be careful. All the Italians are, well, look, Tony Fauci's from Brooklyn. It's Fauci. He's a legend. So I'm careful. So that comes from Joe Sibilia, if you didn't like that, to my Italian friends. All right, Joe, you can take the hit for it because it was funny enough. And you know what, Joey? You don't cut funny. You don't cut
funny. No, you don't cut the funny.
And that was funny. Well done, Joey. Well done
thank
indeed,
you.
My friend. And thank you for another great show. Let's do it again tomorrow. And then, of course, we will have the best of Piscopo in the morning with Joe and Al and Debbie Thursday and Friday, you know. And so we hope you stay tuned, you know, because sometimes when we're away, I feel off my game when I'm not talking to you every morning. And we love having you being part of this family. Al, thank you. Great job. Brandy, great job for Debbie. Debbie, you'll be back tomorrow. Now, you please make it a great day because you.